Matt Bevan is back to give us a hint of what's happening around the world.
G'day, Geraldine. Look, the Brexit debate has been grinding on over the last week or so. Everybody is pretty sick of it by now. But there have been occasional variations from the norm. A woman named Rachel holding a baby in a London square has become a bit of a symbol of the People's Vote movement, or the second referendum push this week, after she was vox popped by a TV reporter and said this.
We need to take this back to people. People know what they want. They understand the issues now, and they should be able to tell us what they want. Everyone is capable of voting.
But if I put it back to you, people will say, well, you want another referendum because you lost.
No.
So you just keep having referendums until you get what you want. What about the people who actually won the original one?
Can I put it back to you? Should we never have another general election? Should we have left what happened in 2017 on the door? Do we never play another World Cup? Seriously, that is just no argument whatsoever. Democracy is an ongoing process. It's not a one-off event. It happens and it continues to happen.
In an effort to get his Brexit deal passed that he got with the European Union, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson called Parliament to sit on a Saturday last weekend, something which made one MP, Conservative Peter Bone, very grumpy.
I'm fed up. It's been a complete waste of time. Nothing's happened, and it's for my birthday, because it's my birthday, and I've had to be here talking to you rather than eating cake.
Boris Johnson secured a big win during that hearing on Peter Bone's birthday, though. He got his Brexit deal through the first barrier in the House of Commons, getting a second reading of the bill. For a few moments, it seemed as though he may have finally done what Theresa May couldn't, found a Brexit deal which was acceptable to both the European Parliament and the British Parliament. But the reality was that many of the members who supported getting the deal through that first barrier just wanted the opportunity to attach amendments to it, like putting the UK in a customs union with the EU or forcing a second referendum. Both those amendments, if attached, would torpedo the bill. So they were potentially just passing it to allow them to sabotage it at the next stage. The other thing missed in those few moments of excitement was that the DUP, Boris Johnson's coalition partners in his minority government, a Northern Irish party, were furious. And that is because Boris Johnson was doing something that he said he would never do a year earlier.
If we genuinely wanted to do free trade deals, if we wanted to cut tariffs, then we would have to leave Northern Ireland behind as an economic semi-colony of the EU. And we would be damaging the fabric of the Union with regulatory checks and even customs controls between Great Britain and Northern Ireland, on top of those extra regulatory checks down the Irish Sea that are already envisaged in the withdrawal agreement. Now, I have to tell you, no British Conservative government could or should sign up to any such arrangement.
But under this deal he was trying to get through, that is exactly what was going to happen. Under certain circumstances, Northern Irish businesses would have to go through the customs process while shipping goods to England, Scotland and Wales. The DUP have made it pretty clear that they're not going to support that, and they didn't, siding with the opposition in torpedoing Boris Johnson's request that the Brexit deal be debated and passed within 3 days. At which point, the Prime Minister realised that he wouldn't get the deal done by the 31st of October deadline, and so, as required by laws passed by the Parliament a few weeks ago, he requested an extension to the Brexit deadline from the EU, although he made it clear to them that he didn't want that to happen. Today, the EU will likely grant that extension, though it's not clear how long they will give him. And now, overnight, ahead of that discussion in the EU, Boris Johnson has made an announcement.
The way to get Brexit done is, I think, to be reasonable with Parliament and say if they genuinely want more time to study this excellent deal, they can have it, but they have to agree to a general election on December the 12th.
Several minor parties, including the Independent Group, the Lib Dems and the SNP, have made it clear they're not backing the general election yet.
The general election won't solve anything. If you look at the polls, we're more likely to get another hung parliament.
The Liberal Democrats will not support this until we can be sure that this country will not be crashed out of Brexit and the electorate has the choice.
We need to see that extension secured, and that extension must be long enough to protect us from the cliff edge of their no-deal Brexit. Yeah. And we need to know that this Tory government cannot play any games to trick or to use an election period to engineer a way to secure their no-deal Brexit. Yeah.
Labour's Valerie Vaz says that they may back an election under certain circumstances.
But Mr Speaker, I want to make it clear that Her Majesty's opposition Labour Party will back an election once no deal is ruled out. And wait for it. And wait for it, if the extension allows.
So, the EU are meeting today, later, well, tonight, essentially, our time, to decide how long that extension is going to be. If it's a big one, then potentially we could be seeing a 12th of December election, because theoretically there wouldn't be a no-deal Brexit before then.
Sounds very tricky-dicky to me, which I would have thought that, you know, play with your communities like that and they can sometimes really take it out on you.
Yeah, well, the thing about, you know, the UK is recently polls have been wrong on just about everything. Yeah. So if you're going into an election confident, then interesting.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Matt.